Haven't heard it, but okay. All right, and again, talking about swimming, if somebody gets in the water that's too deep for him, he might
drown.
Yeah, yesterday, so-and-so
drowned.
Okay. A lot of people have in there
drowned.
Okay. Before a baby walks, you say it does what?
Crawls.
All right. And if there's something stuck up at the top of the tree, I need to get it, I'll have to
reach out.
Or I'll have to, the tree.
Climb the tree.
Yeah, yesterday I
climbed the tree.
And I have that tree plenty of times.
I have climbed the tree plenty of
times. Okay. If a little child is going to say his prayers before going to bed and he's going to do it beside his bed, you say he what beside the bed?
He knelt beside his bed. Okay.
And if you're tired, you say I'm going to in bed for a while.
I'm going to rest.
Right, if you're going to
lie down.
Right, okay. So-and-so was real sick. He just in bed all day.
No, he stayed in bed all day.
Or he?
He laid in bed all day.
Okay. And when you're asleep, you see things in your sleep. You say you started to
dream.
All right. Last night I about so and so.
I dreamed about so and so.
And I have that before.
I have dreamed about that.
Okay. I was dreaming about such and such, but all of a sudden I
waked up.
Okay. And if I bring my foot down real hard on the floor, you say I
stomped.
All right. If a boy wants to see that a girl gets home safely from a party, he might ask her, "May I
escort you home?"
Okay. Did it make any difference what he'd say if he were walking or riding in a car?
A drive, you know, if he's in a car.
Okay.
Probably so.
All right. When you're going into an office building, the doors are usually labeled. One says
in
or
out.
Okay, or, you know, talking about having to get them open, one says, begins with a P.
Pull.
And the other one says
push.
Okay. You had a very heavy load, and instead of just saying you carried that, what else might you say?
I towed that.
Okay. The word towed, does that necessarily imply a heavy load?
Not necessarily, in my opinion.
Like you toted a bag of groceries or something like that?
I would more or less think the word lug. I lug
lug, because that would imply something that's heavy. Okay. So if your children are playing in the kitchen, your wife might say, "Well, now that stove's hot, so
don't touch it."
Okay. Or if you needed a hammer, you'd say to me, "That hammer."
Give me the hammer.
Okay. In playing hide and seek, was there a place that you could run to and be safe?
The base.
Okay. And if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to
catch it.
Yeah, you threw it to me and I
caught it.
Yeah. If we've done it several times, every one you've thrown to me.
You caught it.
Or I have
caught.
Okay. All right, if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, "Well, if I get there before you do, I'll
wait for you."
Okay. And if you have a hired man who's not been doing his job, you might say, "Well, I hate to do it, but it looks like I'm just going to have to
fire you
or get
rid of you."
All right, he might come back to you and say, "Oh, come on, give me another
chance."
All right. A person who has a smile on his face and something nice to say about people, you say, "Well, he certainly seems to be in a good
mood,
or he has a good sense of
humor."
Okay. If you want to get in touch with somebody without using the telephone, you might sit down and
write a letter.
Yeah, I took my pen and I
wrote a letter.
He has me plenty of time.
Written a letter.
Okay. And if you go to all the trouble of writing a letter, you expect to get an
answer.
Right. And you take the envelope and you do what on the outside of it?
Address the envelope.
Okay. You might say, "I'd like to write so and so, but I don't know his
address."
Okay.